From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama says the U.S. underestimated the rise of the self-proclaimed Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. NPR's Sam Sanders reports on the president's interview on CBS's 60 Minutes.
The president said the chaos of the Syrian civil war helped ISIS gain a foothold. Obama said ISIS has been able to make Syria a, quote, ground zero for jihadists across the world. CBS's Steve Croft also asked the president about remarks members of his administration made about the Iraqi army's response to ISIS.
You mentioned James Clapper, the director of national intelligence. He said we overestimated the ability and the will of our allies, the Iraqi army, to fight.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
The U.S. is currently launching airstrikes at ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Afghanistan's new president, Ashraf Ghani, has taken the oath of office. He immediately created the post of chief executive officer and put his election rival, Abdullah Abdullah, into the job. It's similar to a prime minister. The Afghan election was last April, and it has taken months to settle it. Abdullah had claimed ballot fraud. Secretary of State John Kerry had visited Kabul to help resolve differences. Helicopters have taken more bodies from the sides of Japan's second-largest volcano today. At least 36 hikers were killed when the volcano erupted Saturday. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is there. He reports teams have had to suspend their search for the day because the volcano is continuing to spew ash and gas.
I'm actually right in front of the volcano. It's about 4 miles behind me to the peak. More than 500 rescuers from the military and from the fire service police up on the mountain this morning, looking for survivors, looking for those missing, and also trying to recover the bodies of those who were killed on Saturday. But they've had to come down the mountain, and it's all been called off for the night now.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. The website FlightAware.com says more than 400 flights into and out of Chicago's O'Hare Airport have been canceled today. This is a ripple effect from last Friday's fire at a Chicago-area air traffic control facility. This was allegedly set by a contract worker who also reportedly tried to commit suicide. Air traffic was snarled on Friday as flight controllers were spread out to other FAA facilities. Daniel Baker is the CEO of FlightAware.com. He says the safety of air travelers was never an issue.
Yes, there are disruptions as a result of this, but no, there wasn't a real safety implication. Aircraft were able to take off and land safely during the disruption and after the disruption.
The FAA says it may be mid-October before the facility's air traffic work is back to normal. Pro-democracy protesters continue demonstrations in Hong Kong. Police used tear gas to try to break up crowds of thousands of people, but protesters just regrouped later. You're listening to NPR. Police in Pennsylvania are continuing to comb the woods in the northeastern part of the state for a suspect wanted in the shooting death of a Pennsylvania state trooper. Suspect Eric Freen is also wanted in connection with the wounding of a second officer. The shootings happened nearly 2.5 weeks ago. Authorities have found evidence of Freen's belongings, but no sign of the suspect. Now officials are searching an area they warn may be booby-trapped. The biggest union in the country is taking on New Mexico's public education department. Simon Thompson of member station KRWG reports the National Education Association is filing a lawsuit charging local schools don't have enough say in how their teachers are evaluated.
The NEA lawsuit says the state's education system takes a one-size-fits-all approach characterized by high-stakes testing. Patrick Sanchez is the president of the NEA Las Cruces. He says the state's mandate that half of teachers' evaluations be based on student test scores drives away good teachers.
If you are a teacher of English language learners, or if you teach special needs students, guess what's going to happen to those test scores? They're not going to be as high. It's craziness.
The public education department maintains local autonomy is intact and says the previous evaluation system was broken. For NPR News, I'm Simon Thompson in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Pilots for Germany's Lufthansa airline may go on a one-day strike tomorrow. Talks between their union and the airline's management have broken down over a proposed early retirement plan. Yesterday, pilots for Air France ended a 2-week strike. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.